堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟，欢迎大家参加商业英语会谈时间节目。在上次的会谈中，咨询顾问 Kate 女士建议 Hyde 先生在英特网上查找技术资料。今天 Hyde 先生又来请教 Kate 女士了，他在英特网上查看了销售网址 Vendor Websites， 这里有个生词 Vendor V-E-N-D-O-R Vendor Vendor 原意是出售者，而 Vendor Websites 意思就是销售网址。在这些销售网址上， Hyde 先生读到了所有设备的技术规格。规格英文是 Specs S-P-E-C-S Specs Specs是 specifications 这个词的缩略形式。 Hyde 先生在销售网址上还看了 FAQ， FAQ 也是缩写，它的拼法是 FAQ， 它指 frequently asked questions， 就是经常提出的问题。好，我们赶紧去听他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，哪些网址解答了他的技术问题？
How did the web search go?
Super. I've visited lots of vendor sites.
Did you check out their product pages?
Sure. That's where I found the technical specs.
What about the facts? Did you read the vendor's facts?
The facts were really useful. A lot of people had the same questions I had.
So these vendor sites answered all your questions?
All my technical questions, anyway.
咨询顾问关心 Hyde 先生查英特网查得怎么样了，我们听听他怎么问，而 Hyde 先生又怎么回答。
How did the web search go?
Super.
How did something go? 常用来问某一活动进行得怎么样，而 super 就是好极了，也可以用 great 或者 fine 来表示同样的意思。我们听几个例子。
How did the web search go?
Super.
How did the meeting go?
Great, thanks.
How did the web design go?
Fine.
Hyde 先生说他在网上的研究工作进行得很好，他已经查看了很多网址。咨询顾问就问他有没有查看销售网址上的产品网页。我们再听一遍他的话。
Did you check out their product pages?
Product page.这里指销售网址上介绍某种产品的网页。这里还有个动词短语 check out， 意思是检查、查看。我们再听几个例子。
Did you check out their product pages?
Check out what's hot.
Did you check out their logo?
Did you check out their design work?
Did you check out their web page?
我们再听听 Hyde 先生在产品网页上查到了什么。
Did you check out their computers?
Sure. That's where I found the technical specs.
Hyde 先生在销售网址上看到了产品的 technical specs. Technical specs 其实就是有关某种设备使用的技术资料，这当然是使用者必读的。我们再听听咨询顾问还问他什么。
What about the facts?
咨询顾问先是笼统地问起 facts， 就是常见问题，来引出新的话题。
紧接着他具体地问有没有看销售网址上的 fax。 我们再听一次他俩的问答。
What about the fax? Did you read the vendor's fax?
The fax were really useful. A lot of people had the same questions I had.
Hyde 先生回答说，常见问题非常有用，因为好多人跟他有同样的问题。他在形容词 useful 前面加上副词 really， really 加形容词常常被用来加强语气。我们再听几个例子。
The facts were really useful.
A direct internet connection is really fast.
Technology changes really fast.
Mr. Hyde got really good information.
假定你在跟人交谈，你想要重复并且强调对方的看法很正确，那你就能用上 really 加形容词的结构了。我们听个例子。
A direct internet connection is fast.
A direct internet connection is really fast.
现在请大家听到对方的评论之后，照这个方式来强调他的话很正确。说完以后请对照我们提供的应答。
Technology changes fast.
Technology changes really fast.
Mr. Hyde got good information.
Mr. Hyde got really good information.
让我们回到他俩的讨论中来。我们再听一次咨询顾问根据 Hyde 先生说的话得出什么结论来了。他的结论对不对呢？
So these vendor sites answered all your questions.
All my technical questions anyway.
咨询顾问的结论是销售网址解答了 Hyde 先生所有的问题，但是听来咨询顾问的话过于概括了，所以 Hyde 先生指出解答了他所有技术方面的问题，言下之意是并没有把他的所有问题全都解决了。 Hyde 先生后面还加上了 anyway 这个词，在这儿的含义是至少。好，让我们再听一遍他俩刚才的讨论，请试着回答下面的问题，哪些网址解答了他的技术问题？
How did the web search go?
Super. I visited lots of vendor sites.
Did you check out their product pages?
Sure. That's where I found the technical specs.
What about the facts? Did you read the vendor's facts?
The facts were really useful. A lot of people had the same questions I had.
So these vendor sites answered all your questions.
All my technical questions, anyway.
现在，请大家根据刚才听到的内容回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照下我们提供的答案。
Which sites answered his technical questions?
The vendors' websites.
咨询顾问和 Hyde 先生接着讨论有关某些具体产品的网址，也就是 user sites， 意思是产品用户网址。他们觉得这可以是为某种产品做广告的好办法，但是也可以起反作用，这全取决于使用人在这个网址上发表什么样的评论。这里发表或者公布用 post 这个词，拼法是P-O-S-T， 然而 user sites 多半是在说明产品使用方法等用户须知事项，这种提供给用户的使用指导称为 tip， T-I-P tip。 好，我们听听他们继续谈什么，请边听边思考这个问题，哪些网址提供很好的使用指导？
Where else did you search on the net?
Some users had put up sites on specific products.
That's good product advertising.
Well, when the comments are positive, it is.
You mean users post negative comments, too? What a surprise.
Some, but the topics were more on how to use the products.
And how to avoid their bugs.
Lots of good tips get posted on those user sites.
咨询顾问问 Hyde 先生，除了刚才谈到的销售网址之外，他还在哪些其他网址上查资料？ 我们再听一次他俩的一问一答。
Where else did you search on the net?
Some users had put up sites on specific products.
咨询顾问说 ,Where else? 他的意思是除了销售网址之外还有什么别的地方。Hyde 先生说有些用户设立了有关某种产品的网址。他用了动词短语 put up, 意思是设立。设立某种产品的网址，意思是用户在因特网上公布有关某种电脑硬件或者软件的信息。我们再听听他们对用户网址有什么看法。
That's good product advertising.
Well, when the comments are positive, it is, but not when the comments are negative.
咨询顾问认为，产品用户网址是为某种产品做广告宣传的好机会。Hyde 先生同意他的说法，但是他认为只有当产品得到用户好评的时候才是为产品做广告。他的含义是产品用户网址有时候也会有反面的评论。Hyde 先生用 well 这个词来引出跟上文的评论不一致的话。 well 这个词常常有这样的用法，我们再听几个例子。
So, you want to expand into designing websites.
Well, I have to expand into designing websites.
这里 Hyde 先生的意思是他实在并不想要把业务往设计网址的方向扩展，他只是不得不这样做。再听个例子。
You should be used to changing technology.
Well, I should be. I have made a lot of changes this year.
这儿 Hyde 先生暗示他虽然该适应技术的千变万化了，但实际上他却并没有完全适应。他用 well 来表示他不能确定自己对技术变化究竟有多适应。咨询顾问听出 Hyde 先生言下之意时，产品用户网址上也会有负面的评论，他显得很惊讶。他这样说
You mean users post negative comments too? What a surprise!
其实咨询顾问不会真的觉得很惊讶，因为人们可以不具名的在因特网上发表任何评论，有反面评论是不足为奇的。他表示惊讶也许只是为了确证一下自己没听错。我们再听听 Hyde 先生怎么答复咨询顾问，并且介绍用户网址的内容的。
Some, but the topics were really about how to use the products
and how to avoid their bugs.
Hyde 先生说用户网址上确实有一些反面评论，但是主要是在说怎么样使用产品。咨询顾问接着补充说还有个主要话题是 how to avoid bugs， 怎么样避免产品故障。 bug 这个词的拼法是 bug， 意思是产品设备的故障或者缺陷。疑问词加动词不定式的结构在英语里面非常有用，比方说用户网址可能包括这些信息。
When to use the products?
Why to use the products?
Where to buy the products?
How to avoid their bugs?
我们再听听 Hyde 先生对用户网址上的信息还做了什么评价。
Lots of good tips get posted on those user sites.
他说有好多有价值的关于产品的指示都发表在用户网址上了。他说 get posted 是被动语态，因为这些指示是被使用者发表在网络上的。现在我们要再听一遍他俩的这段对话，并试着回答这个问题，哪些网址提供很好的使用指导。
Where else did you search on the net?
Some users had put up sites on specific products.
That's good product advertising.
Well, when the comments are positive, it is.
You mean users post negative comments, too? What a surprise.
Some, but the topics were more on how to use the products.
And how to avoid their bugs.
Lots of good tips get posted on those user sites.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What websites had a lot of good tips?
User sites.
询顾问跟 Hyde 先生谈了他查英特网的情况之后，担心 Hyde 先生还没有得到足够的信息，所以问他是不是还跟使用人通了电子邮件。然而 Hyde 先生说，他从一个网址查到另一个网址，已经了解到了足够的信息。好，我们继续听他们的谈话，请边听边想这个问题，他是怎么从一个网址查到另一个网址的。
Did you email any users?
No, not yet. I don't think I need to.
You got enough information just from the sites?
Every website had links to other sites.
So you just surfed from site to site?
I followed the links from site to site, reading about design software.
And you know what you want now?
I got a good picture just by following the links.
咨询顾问问 Hyde 先生，他有没有跟使用人通电子邮件？我们再听听 Hyde 先生怎么回答。
Did you email any users?
No, not yet. I don't think I need to.
Hyde 先生回答说 No, not yet. 这是简略的回答，完整的回答该是 No, I have not done it yet. Yet 表示到目前为止。他虽然到目前为止还没有跟其他用户通电子邮件，但是他这句话还有这样的含义，他将来可能难免要跟他们通电子邮件。他说他觉得没必要，但实际上他还不能完全确定。接下来请大家练习用 No, not yet 或者 Yes, he has 来回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
Has Mr. Hyde read about design software?
Yes, he has.
Has Mr. Hyde read the technical specs on the equipment?
Yes, he has.
Has Mr. Hyde visited vendor product sites?
Yes, he has.
Has Mr. Hyde purchased his new design software?
No, not yet.
我们再回到他俩刚才的讨论中来。咨询顾问进一步追问 Hyde 先生是否已经从英特网上得到了足够的信息。我们再听一次他俩的对答。
You got enough information just from the sites?
Every website had links to other sites.
咨询顾问像以前一样，虽然用的是陈述句的句型，但是语调却是问句的声调。Hyde 先生没有直接回答他的问题，却解释说所有的网址都有通向其他网址的连接，就是 link, L-I-N-K, link。他的意思是网址间的连接把它引向一个又一个网址。最后他从这些网址上得到了足够的信息。咨询顾问这下明白 Hyde 先生是怎么样进行研究的。我们再听一遍他的话。
So you just surfed from site to site.
I surfed from site to site, reading about design software.
咨询顾问认为他只是一个接一个的浏览网址。Hyde 先生说他确实浏览了那些网址，但是补了一句，他特别读了有关设计软件的资料。词组 from site to site 表示他接连不断地从一个网址到另一个网址的查看，他可能已经查看了很多网址。我们再听几个例子。
Tate Associates went from logo to logo.
这句话的意思是他们已经多次改变自己的标记设计。
Mr. Hyde went from modem to modem.
这也就是说 Hyde 先生多次换用调制解调器。
Miss Tate went from phone to phone.
他是在说 Tate 女士换了好多次电话了。好，我们继续听他俩的谈话。
I surfed from site to site, reading about design software.
And you know what you want now?
这回我们又听到咨询顾问用陈述句来提出问题，他的语调是问句的声调。我们听听 Hyde 先生怎么回答他。
And you know what you want now?
I got a good picture just by following the links.
Hyde 先生说 I got a good picture, 意思是他脑子里有了清楚全面的认识或者总体概念。 我们再听几个例子，里面的 a good picture 也是这样的意思。
Tate Associates got a good picture of Mr. Hyde's work.
Mr. Hyde got a good picture of being his own boss.
We have a good picture of how fast technology changes.
现在请你根据自己的情况回答下面的问题。
Do you have a good picture of information technology?
要是你对信息技术有了全面认识的话，你可以这样说。
Yes, I have a good picture.
当然，你也可以那样说。
No, not yet.
接下来，请大家再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，试着回答这个问题：他是怎么从一个网址查到另一个网址的？
Did you email any users?
No, not yet. I don't think I need to.
You got enough information just from the sites?
Every website had links to other sites.
So you just surfed from site to site?
I followed the links from site to site, reading about design software.
And you know what you want now?
I got a good picture just by following the links.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，然后对照一下我们的答案。
How did he surf from site to site?
By following the links.
现在请您从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的讨论，看看你是不是全都听懂了。
How did the web search go?
Super. I visited lots of vendor sites.
Did you check out their product pages?
Sure. That's where I found the technical specs.
What about the facts? Did you read the vendors' facts?
The facts were really useful. A lot of people had the same questions I had.
So these vendor sites answered all your questions?
All my technical questions, anyway.
Where else did you search on the net?
Some users had put up sites on specific products.
That's good product advertising.
Well, when the comments are positive, it is.
You mean users post negative comments, too? What a surprise.
Some, but the topics were more on how to use the products.
And how to avoid their bugs.
Lots of good tips get posted on those user sites.
Did you email any users?
No, not yet. I don't think I need to.
You got enough information just from the sites?
Every website had links to other sites.
So you just surfed from site to site?
I followed the links from site to site, reading about design software.
And you know what you want now?
I got a good picture just by following the links.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。在今天的聊天时间里，我们要学怎么样要求别人帮忙。谁都不可能自己办到一切事情，总得有求人帮忙的时候。
Can you help me?
Sure, glad to.
可以用好多不同的方式求人帮忙。而你是否得到帮助很可能取决于你的请求方式，直截了当往往能取得最好的效果。我们来听听两种比较直接的方式。
Can you help me?
Could you help me?
用 could 使你的请求听来更加客气些。我们也可以用短语 help out， 它的出点是帮一个掉进洞里的人出来。当然，现在我们用短语 help out， 是指帮人脱离他所陷入的困境，也就是帮人解决他面临的问题。我们听两个例子。
Can you help me out?
Could you help me out?
习惯用于 lend me a hand 和 give me a hand， 也常常用来要人帮忙。
Will you lend me a hand?
Would you lend me a hand?
Can you give me a hand?
Could you give me a hand?
当然，用 would 比 will 更客气。不知各位有没有求人帮忙的需要呢？要是有，请你别忘了去实践今天学到的那些语句。
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加 Hyde 先生和咨询顾问的下次会谈。 他们要讨论电脑硬件功能结构的重要性。我是维维，这次节目由 Lucky 博士编写，严华编辑，维维改编，博明导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。